Yeah! Talking about ExpressVPN.com/Nooners. Love ExpressVPN. You've got to have a VPN in today's world, or you're not living your life right, brother. People are going to start stealing your passwords, all your bank info, everything. And I know most of you are probably thinking, why don't you just use incognito mode? Let me tell you something. Incognito mode doesn't hide your activity. Doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history, your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. That's why when I'm at home, I never go online without using ExpressVPN. Huge fan. I've had it for years. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on. It runs seamlessly in the background of all my computers and my laptops and my phones, and it's super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected. ExpressVPN is available on all your devices, like I was saying, phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you not to be using it right now. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Mashable. Visit my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/nooners, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/nooners. expressvpn.com/nooners. Head there to learn more. Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Oh, there she is! The little birthday girl.
Hello.
Look
I'm
at
just
her.
A little birthday girl.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I remember when you were just a wee little girl.
Huh?
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Bob, can you pull up the pic of Jesse as a wee little girl, please?
What are we doing?
For the Patreon.
What are we doing?
Bobby!
What is that?
Karate champ.
What?
Karate champ.
Jesse.
That's the gal that...
A wee little girl. Look at you in that. Look at the braids.
Wow.
Boy. Who did those braids?
Wow.
When you were a child right there?
Probably my mom.
Really?
Or me.
Okay.
Okay.
Perhaps some woman living on your compound.
Yeah.
Someone in the commune.
A nine.
Knew how to braid.
Nine person roommate sitch.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Who thought nice. Braids and bangs? Simultaneously.
Yeah,
show,
no.
Show that pic one more time.
Yeah,
there we go.
No.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, happy birthday to me.
I think it's because you were ready to kill, but it's also, I think you were a little probably fun and flirty, but you wanted to let people know that you're ready to kill in that pic.
Yeah, that person was getting ready to meet
Chuck Norris?
Yeah, and Busey at the same time.
Oh, boy.
Remember when Busey was in the scene?
Yeah, sure do.
In the fucking karate
sure do. In
scene?
The cut, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the best karate you'll ever see is from Gary Busey or this man right here. Elvis, look at that. Look at the t-shirt.
Oh, look at that.
A little karate.
Look
a
at you.
A little karate.
Look at you, so fun and flirty, young and hip.
Happy birthday, Jace.
Thank you.
There it is. You know?
Thank you. Thank you to everyone, too, in the chat and on the grams.
Well, there's more to this, James. Okay. Speaking of somebody in the chat, Ruben, Rubes.
Oh, Rubes.
Sent you a gift. I opened it up because the bag was, it's one of those Amazon bags that's impossible. You're just like,
sure.
Cool. I don't want you to have to fight with it for 3 hours on airs.
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh. Burr.
This Burr. Is from Rubaloop.
It is.
Rubaloop. Oh, this is great, guys. Look at this. If
there
you can't beat them or beat them,
yeah,
eat them.
Eat them. And that's a
little
picture
of
Dahmer.
Fun and flirty Dahmer.
What is that? A little
movie
change
star.
Purse? A little change purse?
Gosh, you know, it's whatever, right? It's mm-hmm. whatever you want. It's whatever you want it to be.
Sure. A little makeup bag.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, maybe a murder bag, right?
Ooh,
maybe a couple of
that's
implements.
That's real nice. It's real nice.
Implements.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rube.
A lot of people
sweet.
Asking me what I did for you today, what I'm going to do for you today.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I gave you your dream today. I did
another
it.
Baby?
I did it. No.
Oh.
No, that is
nightmare. You fucking better not, bro.
No, I made Alex Murtaugh testify today.
Did you? Called
I did.
Him
I
up.
Called and I said, hey, it's Jesse's birthday. Crime Corner, we did this story 2 years ago. Could you testify? I know no one who's on trial for murder ever testifies. But would you make an exception just this once? And he said, yes, I would love to do that.
He stood right up and said, I'll do it.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like he just got the text from you and just stood up and was like, I'll do it. And they were like, do you want to talk? Do you want to discuss with counsel?
Boy.
Nope. I am fucking counsel.
If you haven't heard about this case, Jesse, it's look, this is Crime Corner. This is your day. This is your world.
Right.
We covered this. I know Bob was here. So it's been within the last 2 years.
Yes.
That this case came up. And tell the audience what this is and remind them real quick. And then we'll catch them up to speed on what happened today.
So when we kind of came to this, it was more of like a local-ish story. And it was this guy that his wife and son had been murdered. And then someone tried to shoot him on the side of the road.
Mm.
And as soon as, but the way that they were reporting is like, gosh, this guy's so much tragedy.
Yeah.
And whenever I hear someone that has just a lot of tragedy around them, mm-hmm. murderer,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So it was just kind of like, huh. But didn't really go into it. I was just kind of like, that's a weird story that's probably going to develop.
Yeah.
Right? So we sort of talked about that. And then once we got into it and they started looking at him, the timeline is crazy. We thought it was interesting because it's like the dying breed of that old Southern, you know, the whole family runs the town.
Yeah.
The dad is the judge. The son is the prosecutor. Then they, you know, everyone's a lawyer in the family.
Your
and then
Honor.
It's a judge. Then there's like cops. So they're basically like the law.
Yeah.
The law.
Your Honor.
Murdoch. It was like
the law. Your Honor.
The law firm is like Murdoch, 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 and Murdoch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all just like the whole family.
Sure.
So when you have that kind of, you know, old school Southern mafia, of course, you're going to get to the point where you feel like you're either above the law or like someone's going to try and take that away from you, or you feel like you can always, you know, control the situation.
Now, the wife, I understand murdering. Okay. I understand it. You know?
Yeah.
Everybody
murders a wife. Like, we all do that.
By the way, I've been doing on Crime Corner a lot of cases of murdering spouses,
yes,
right?
It
Whether it's the other way around. And I have to say, you know, on the face, you just go, let's see what happened. You know what I mean? Let's see what she did. Let's see what he did. Let's see why you're not immediately like, what?
Right.
You go, but what happened? Maybe they had it coming, right?
Yeah, like if Brooks Koepka took a 9-iron to his wife in that Full Swing series on Netflix, you'd be like, oh, well, I saw that one coming.
Gosh.
Saw that. Sorry about it.
Dude, shoot first, figure out why it was self-defense later.
Exactly right.
Thank you, Bobby.
Exactly right.
But with this, the weird one for me when we first talked about the story a long time ago was it wasn't just the wife. He also killed his son. And typically that doesn't happen very often.
Right. But what was happening with his son, there's a couple things that could have happened. So either the son was there as a witness, or because the son was in the middle of his own lawsuit about murdering a girl, well, manslaughter, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He was driving the boat. Super fucked up, and this one of his friends got killed.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Lost at sea.
Mallory Beach.
And
I believe is this the same chick three times? I can't even tell.
No, the middle one is
okay.
The middle one is her.
And the what far right is
those are all the people on the boat.
Yeah, and so that's the guy.
Yep.
Far right son. Is the son who was murdered.
Who looks exactly like the dad.
They both do. Yeah. So there's a surviving son that actually just testified in defense of his dad.
Oh, wow.
Looks exactly like him.
Okay.
Buster. Right? Buster?
His name is Buster. Come on.
Buster.
That's
Papa.
Buster. Well, the if you, son, when you write Paul, when they you call Papa.
Papa. And people are saying online, we've never heard anyone call him Papa or Mags before. Because now you're really trying to, just being from the South myself, you're really trying to dumb it down for us Southerners and be like, oh, it's just a small time family. Papa Buster.
Yeah. Meemaw, so you're trying to get away from the narrative that you're a very high powered attorney and your family is all connected and you have been, you know, squashing cases and stealing money for years, right?
Yes.
So you want to get away from that narrative and just be like, I'm just a down home and a pawpaw and a Mags and a bus.
I'm just a little hole.
A bus and Brook.
I'm a little dumb, Southern, barefooted, a lawyer who's just trying to put some cornbread on the table. You're just like, whoa, that's a little too Southern for me.
How's your mom and them?
Yeah.
How's your mom and them?
It be like that sometimes. How your mom and them? Ain't they good? Okay.
I am loving this.
Yeah.
This is so accurate. I feel at home.
It's like somebody.
But I'm telling you,
now
Bob
that's
and
Mags
I,
and Paw Paw.
Bob and I watched a little bit of this. Like, that's exactly,
yes.
I know you're exaggerating. That's exactly what he's doing.
And I caught it on the way over a little bit on the radio, and I was like, oh my God. When I heard it, it reminded me of like characters I've done in movies and shit where like you're exaggerating it over the top and you're like, holy shit. And the fucking tears from this guy. Bob, can you pull up the picture of the snot coming out of his nose in a long string that made a lot of people uncomfortable today.
Oh, God.
And they're like, can you wipe that up? Do you need a napkin from Hardee's?
So no,
you can wipe your nose.
You want to use my hanky?
You want to use my hanky? I'll pull it right out of my sleeve. It's been right here. It's got an anagram on it.
AM.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just a small town boy. I don't know nothing. I never read, write, or nothing. I don't know my arithmetic.
Do you have a caramel I could have out of your pocket?
You need a little salted caramel. Is that what you need? No, Bob. No.
What kind of
we
pie?
Need snots.
What kind
he's
of
on
pie?
The stand. He's testifying. There's snots everywhere.
Gosh, I mean, I don't know.
Bobby! damn it. So he goes up there, well, real quick, just mm-hmm. for the audience. He goes up there and shocks everybody. Immediately, everybody stops what they're doing, runs out of work. And they're like, I'm all done for the day.
Yeah.
There's a million people on social media who are I'm out of here to go and watch this testimony today. What's up?
Was it Alex or Buster?
It was Alex. Okay, it was the dad.
Buster is... That's the headline, is that Buster was crying a bunch.
Yeah. But look, they're all crying today. Homeboy was crying earlier this morning. Snot coming out of his goddamn nose there. If I can find it, I will. But in the meantime, what I also couldn't believe for this is the way that the defense let him go on about discussing, like, birds and dogs and like everything around the scene. Mm-hmm. And then when it got to his wife and his son being, well, I don't remember that, but I can tell you there was a dog that was running about 13 miles an hour in the background. He had a collar on and he was trying to, mosey on over to these beautiful, luscious red flowers. And then when they started asking about the wife, he was like, oh, I don't remember if it was blood, mine, hers, or somebody else's, or how old it was. And you were just like, all right, what the fuck? Now, since you guys study all this stuff, was this pre-rehearsed with the lawyer that they were going to go into all this shit, or was this kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing?
I mean, they've definitely discussed it, and I'm sure they were just like, we don't know. Don't know if we're going to do it. Let's see if we have to, right?
Yeah.
So his son first went on the stand, and I think that was going to be see how that went and go from there.
Okay. Because
it's someone that looks exactly like him, defending him and, you know, talking about it in a different way and saying there's no way he could have done it. So they were hoping that that would kind of sway the jury or whatever. And they either realized that it didn't work. He did mess up a couple things, but and then just decided, like, okay, let's implement what we've worked on. Right.
Sure.
But, you know, like we said, we were watching the defense questioning. And to me, that's not really interesting. It's like, yeah, we already know what his defense is. I want to hear cross-examination. Because that's the only reason why you don't want to go on the stand, right?
Yeah.
Is for cross.
And
so we'll see what happens there and what angle they're going to take. But, you know, I'm guessing, like, if you just a quick timeline of what probably all came to a head and made him kill his wife and son.
Yeah.
Right? So...
Bob, check your Twitter DMs real quick. I just sent you that clip. Go ahead.
So, 2015, Stephen Smith, 19, is found dead on Sandy Run Road, which is, they have so much property, the Murdochs, that, like,
acres.
This was basically on their property, that this kid, there was speculation that Buster and him had some kind of relationship, or because he was a gay kid,
or he
was some kind of bully, because these kids, even the kids ran the town. They had all the money, all the cars, the boats, the everything. So that was a speculation. February 2nd, 2018, Gloria Satterfield, which is the maid in the Murdaugh home, falls down the stairs, dies.
How old is she? Do you know how old she is?
Older, late, not too old.
Okay.
57.
Yeah, that's not old enough that would kill you, right?
Right. So,
he was probably boning her and then had to ice her, had to wet her down.
Yeah, again, not really sure. They've gotten away with a lot of stuff. She actually ends up dying on February 26th from her injuries. And Murdaugh, this guy, tells her son, hey, so sue us and our insurance will pay you out. Like, I want you to get money for this or whatever. So he maybe represented them, but then took all of the money that he so never gave it to the kids.
Okay.
February 24th, I guess they were partying for my birthday Bob's birthday. Mallory Beach, 19, goes missing off the boat.
Was she in a lake or a river, or was it an actual beach?
No, her name is Mallory Beach.
No, I know, but I wanted to tie the two together.
It wasn't a beach.
Okay. So a beach died in a lake?
It's kind of inlet, South Carolina. It's kind of an inlet, you know?
Oh, yeah.
One of those. You know what I mean? They were boating.
Masonboro.
Late night boat trip. They were all drinking. Funny story, but what happened with that is in the hospital as the kids are, you know, they're all injured because this boat just crashed into a pillar on a bridge.
Holy shit.
And the girl goes flying and dies. Everyone else is injured. They're talking to the cops. They can't find her, all of this stuff. And one of the other boys is in the hospital. This guy comes to visit him in the hospital bed, Murdaugh, and goes, basically tells him he was driving, this other kid. And he was like, I wasn't. And they go, son, you're a little out of it right now. Yeah. You were driving. My son was not driving. You were driving. And he's like, I wasn't. He's like, I swear to God, I was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, son, you were. And so I think they were trying to get him to kind of take the fall. Thank God he didn't. And so his son was still on the hook. That was pending.
Holy shit.
That court case was still going on. They were trying to control that situation. We'll get you out of it, buddy. Like, you know, behind the scenes, kind of like just say you were driving. We'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Bullshit, dude.
Yeah.
The Beach family. So Mallory's family files a lawsuit. Now they've got ongoing lawsuit.
Okay. And who did she file a lawsuit against? Like civil against the family? Against the kid?
Yeah. Gotcha. Paul Murdaugh is indicted on charges of boating under the influence causing death and two counts of boating under the influence causing great bodily injury.
BUIs.
Murdaugh pleads not guilty, so then that's going to keep going.
Sure.
June 4th, court ordered mediation in the wrongful death lawsuit. Fails. And then on June 7th, so things are coming to a head, right? They're going to start looking into finances, looking into what they did, looking into money, whatever. His wife, Maggie, starting to like wonder what is going on. What's all this money issues?
Mags.
Probably finding stuff on the computer, whatever it may be. Mags and Pawpaw.
Yeah.
So Pawpaw's the one in trouble. Mags is figuring out what's going on. Murdaugh needs to fucking get rid of it.
And the dog's out there in the barn with the chickens.
June 7th, Murdaugh discovers the bodies in his driveway. Huge property.
Sure.
Shot to death.
Yeah. Who did it?
Who did it?
Who did it?
Who did it?
Yeah.
Who else would do it?
I don't know.
I don't even know if they're saying that in the defense. I don't even know. I guess it's not up to the defense to say who did it.
So is there
it.
A murder the weapon? Do they have a murder weapon?
It's not up to the prosecution to say who else did it.
Or is it up for the defense?
You don't have to find the other killer. You just have to prove he did or didn't do it.
Right. And that's why I asked if they have the murder weapon.
Do that is to kind of come up with another theory, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're just going to be like, well, then who? So usually prosecution is the one that comes up with another theory of who they actually think did it.
All right.
Not sure what that is. What'd you say? Did they have a murder weapon?
Yeah. Oh, they did. Mm-hmm. So what was the explanation behind the murder weapon?
Do they?
Yeah, the murder weapons?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they were in a fucking, like, they were found in a driveway right next to, like, their hunting lodge or whatever, their little, like, shack.
It was their weapons?
Yeah, I think so.
His gun? So how do you get out of this, then?
Someone ran up, grabbed the gun. Yeah. I don't know. That again, what other theory are you going to present?
I'm not really sure, and the reason why I ask is because this will tell us where this is probably heading when it gets to cross-examination of, well, we have the gun, here's where it was, why is it just your fingerprints and nobody else's, blah, blah, blah. Because in a lot of these cases, if you don't have a murder weapon, and correct me if I'm wrong, typically the guy gets off where it's just like, hey, we can't find the murder weapon, and you know, we might be able to tie you to this, but if we don't have the murder weapon, we don't have it. OJ was the same way. They couldn't find the goddamn knife, remember?
Right. I mean, it helps, but yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely need a body and a weapon, but can do without.
I think one thing they were trying to prove was if he had high velocity blood splatter on him.
Yeah. And and residue. But yeah. I think when I'm not really sure, but from what I remember, it was a shotgun. When they showed up, he had been showered
and changed clothes. And apparently, man, I mean, it was a gnarly murder. Like, they were like, yeah, the back of Pawpaw's head was absent.
Yeah.
Like, he blew his fucking
son's
head off.
It was close range.
Yeah. Holy shit. Because they did bring that up today earlier, and the defense actually said the exact phrase, did you blow your son's brains out? That was the exact phrase that he said earlier this morning. And I found that phrasing to be odd because I was like, Jesus Christ, that's violent. So that is what happened. He fucking blew his brains out, huh?
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
They were shot multiple times at close range. So
I mean, one probably would have did it, but you know, best to be safe down there in the South.
You got to.
South might rise again.
You got to. You don't want anyone.
These bodies.
Yeah.
Right.
So you know, I mean,
if they have a murder weapon, I think this guy's fucking toast. But if they don't, who knows? Put the snot up there. I really want to see this. Everybody's been hashtagging the snot there. Let's see the level of snot today. What do we got?
It's pretty big.
Is it?
I mean, it's not hanging down.
Hang on. Let's see. Oh, is he crying now? We have volume on this? Oh, nope.
That's
big.
No, no.
Oh, boy. That is just... Yeesh. That's a full 6-7 inches worth of snot going down there. Oh, Jabes. What? That grosses you out, but not the murder of Paw Paw and his brain blown out?
Nope.
Okay. Okay.
Snot coming down like that.
Yeah. Mm-mm, that gets you, huh?
Mm-mm.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather see the brains blown out.
Oh, Jesse. Not on your birthday. We're not doing this on your birthday.
Just a pick. Quick pick. No. Yeah. So, look, they had the maid on. I do remember watching that because he went to his mom's house for a half an hour that night.
Okay.
To make sure that, and his mom is like not even with it. In bed all the time, sleeping. He went like late at night because the murders, apparently, they found out had to take place between 9 and 9:30.
Okay.
So he went to his mom's for like a half an hour and just like sat with the maid and made sure that like he was there. He was like, I was here.
All right.
And she was like, he kept saying he was here. I mean, it's like, it's just too easy. And maybe because it's too easy.
Right.
He'll get off, right? Because it's like, no.
It's not satisfying enough. It's like,
yeah, because you go like, oh, he went to the house and told the maid I was here. If anybody asked, I was here. Like, that can't be real, right?
You need a good twist where, like, he goes to his incontinent vegetable mom and he's like, my mom, I did it. Okay, like, he just confesses
something,
everything to his mom.
Yeah.
And his mom, like, wakes up just enough to like,
right.
tell someone.
And then they try and... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And they try
twist.
And, like, get her, like, testimony, and it's just, like, an incoherent... He told me he did it.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be nice, wouldn't
that
it?
That would be good. In the movie, that's gotta happen.
Oh, boy. We age up Julia Roberts, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
make
yeah,
her, like,
yeah.
81.
Yeah.
She fucking strokes out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when I came in, you guys were watching this. Is this still going on right now, Bob?
Yeah, I think so.
I think the defense, don't you think, is going to drag out?
Well, let's see. If you have a live shot of it, we're on Patreon tonight. Who gives a shit? Let's see if we can pop in and just see a couple minutes of Paw Paw.
I mean, because they
on your special
really,
day.
Before the cross, though, they really, really need to make him sympathetic, likable, all of these things, because cross is going to be gnarly.
Yeah.
Looks like there's a bit of a recess.
Oh you don't say.
Court is literal live court is so fucking boring. Yeah.
So it doesn't look like the cross has happened yet.
All right. What's this?
This is the defense.
I just play a clip, whatever this is.
Yeah, we'll spend another night at Moselle.
Why not?
Oh.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Could've. Didn't want to.
Okay. Where were you staying? And we talked about the days and weeks, the week afterwards, but where were you staying? When you got back from the lake, Kiwi and Greenville.
I stayed. All right, so when I got back from Greenville, so
yes.
That would be the, all right, be.
Remember your story now.
The first week, up until my dad's funeral, then. All right, so that'd be the second week. All right, so after we, I know Bus and I stayed with Grandma and Papa T as much as I could.
Just throw him in jail for the names.
Yeah.
God, I mean,
yeah.
Please.
Let's lock this guy up.
I stayed with
he is locked up.
Mm. No, I mean, keep them. Let's keep them.
Oh, okay.
I stayed with my brother Randy a lot.
Randy? I knew there was a Randy in that family.
It had to be Randy.
I stayed with my brother John a lot.
John?
JJ?
Bus and I stayed at...
Bus?
Edisto a little bit.
Who are they zooming in on?
But at the beginning, I really stayed with either my brother Randy and his wife.
That's Randy.
I stayed with my brother.
Oh, Randy. How could you, Randy?
John Randy. And his wife Lizzie.
You're looking too put
and
together,
basically,
Randy.
At that time, Buster was
unbutton that top button.
Excuse me. Buster was.
No, you Buster cut, you cut out of this bullshit. Homeboy's just fucking rambling so at this point. I'm with you. When they do that cross, holy shit. Let's
so, but that's they really
up.
Like they need to Whew. Really get the jury on their side first.
Uh-huh.
And now look, like these are two, he is a very high powered, like successful,
yeah,
rich as fuck,
yeah,
lawyer, yeah, that has annihilated people in court.
Sure.
So this little bumbling idiot that they're trying to
portray.
Yeah. And there's two lawyers talking to each other that have talked about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I also,
and there's moments of him being like Greenville after Greenville.
Now,
yeah.
You,
so, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah. They've worked this all out. What, Bob?
I think so. He surprised took the stand, right? Like,
yes.
It was like I
yeah,
have to.
Yeah, that's part of it too.
Yeah, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Look, his son.
No, absolutely not.
His son takes the stand to keep it together because uh-huh. my mom's dead. Mm-hmm. I'll do it. I'll take the stand for my boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh yeah, Bob.
That's a.
I don't want him to have to do it again. I'm yeah. gonna do it.
I'll do it.
I'll yeah, do it.
That's a.
Christ had to carry a cross, and this is my cross to bear as well.
Yeah.
I'll take the stand
no,
for my
you're
boy.
Right. You're right, Bob, absolutely. Like, they had that surprise I'm going on the stand
mm-hmm.
planned from the beginning. Yeah. Absolutely
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It takes one old good old boy to know another one, right, Bob?
Sure does, Bob.
Oh,
yeah. Sure does.
Well, yeah. You know, I know Bus and Bus. Well,
Bus and Pop yeah. and Mags
Bus
and Pop
sweet boy.
T.
Last time
Randy,
we were together,
John.
We shared a sweet tea at a Cracker Barrel together, and we played a golf tee game that I had two tees left. They had three. And you're like, oh, mm-hmm. boy, let's just make it more and more Southern, you know?
Right.
Mama's out back.
Look, and again, I wonder, I actually don't know how many things were inadmissible, too, like about finances, about, you know, other things that they're probably saying don't pertain to this case, the maid, maybe, you know, things like that. So
yeah.
I don't know if the, you know, the jury is not going to get the whole story that everyone else has gotten, right?
No, I mean, it's going to be long and rambling. And I mean, that's what a lot of this has been today, you know, going back to what you said, as far as like how boring this shit is,
because mm-hmm.
you almost want to see it in clips like this now.
You, I mean, that's why it's like,
I know,
you know, in documentaries and stuff, you go, oh my God. And it's like, no, it's such a long,
yeah,
boring
you
day.
You got to chop
Lots
that
of
up.
Breaks. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Let me ask you this. Anything to the defense finishing today so that the cross happens tomorrow instead of Monday? Because if it, in my opinion, if the cross started on Monday, that would at least give them the weekend to, you know, three
well,
extra
it
days
depends.
To study.
It depends. Prosecution has a say too. So
oh, they do.
Well, yeah, they're both, you know, once, you know, they do have the courtroom by themselves and are telling the judge or arguing with the judge what they're allowed to do. What they're allowed to talk about, admissible, and right.
Got
so
it,
they're
it,
saying
it.
Like, okay, I'm going to, you know, I don't know exactly if there are limits on how long you can go as far as like questioning.
No, there
you
isn't.
Rest when you rest. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, they'll probably try and do this and prosecution will probably be like, no, we've got to, you know what I mean? So it depends on who is going to win that fight in front of the judge, not the jury, right?
Gotcha.
Between the two sides.
Okay.
But yeah, I would say, look, they're going to try and do defense for 5 weeks, right? So it's just like up to the other side to cut it off.
Right, right.
I mean, it'd be great if it was tomorrow.
Wow.
But, you know, they could even do tomorrow and then, you know, Monday.
Carry over to Monday.
Yeah.
Either way, it's crazy to watch.
It's crazy to watch because, like we said, it's like the last... It's the last dying breed of that kind of control, I think, over an entire town. which is the way it always used to be, right? Yeah. And so, like, the fact that that still even existed up until this point in 2021, right, is, like, it's crazy to think. And it's sad to see it go,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you know.
Gosh, if you were in that family, you were fuck. I mean, he would drink and drive. They would kill gay boys. They would fucking crash their boats. I mean, they could fucking do whatever they wanted.
I feel like this would have been Bob's life. You know what I'm saying? If he was in the South, but he could have been the kid. You know?
Yeah.
Boat shoes,
well,
killing
bus,
people.
Right?
Lawyer parents, you know what I mean? Bus, yeah.
Yeah. Bus, I mean, my dad's a county prosecutor. Well, was. He's retired now. My dad's a county prosecutor. So.
Yeah, but it's the ones...
Was it in the family? Like, was it dad or grandpa somebody?
No. Grandpa's a doctor.
It's the people that do the shit that Murdaugh does, where it's like, that's the ones who really make the money because they've got a defender... You know, get millions of dollars out of a death,
and he
case
was
or something like that.
He was second generation too. So it's like it always falls apart on the third or fourth generation, right? Like he kept it going.
Yep.
He kept it straight. It was like grandpa, great grandpa, him. Then you give these fucking spoiled ass kids too much. They're gonna kill somebody. They're gonna they're gonna ruin everything.
Yeah, they're above the law.
Well, no, it just can't go on for that many generations.
If you want a perfect example of that, just look at the Bush family down the line. Not George W., the Anheuser-Busch family.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, dude.
Right. Or like
Gussie
a succession.
Bush, the fifth has killed like two women.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable. Like, DUIs everywhere. Like, it's just...
This idea of like giving your kids everything and making them feel like and getting them out of every bind that they may be in. If you think that's not going to create a fucking psycho, you're out of your mind, right? Like it will. They're not going to keep on the tradition, go to school, become a lawyer, you know what I mean?
There's another case here that is pending that we talked about, similar sitch with like this was a car dealership. Do you remember that?
We talked about
the Toyota when we talked about this on air. And I want to give you a strange update.
Okay.
One of the people involved in that was actually in this studio.
Involved in?
That trial right now. And they're trying to figure out how to proceed. Because apparently it was a hitman. And the person might have been military. So might even listen to this show.
Wait, what?
We've had a lot of guests come in
and watch the show.
So.
And they
I'm gonna where's the shotgun?
Suspect? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They're trying to figure it out now.
Okay.
So I was informed about it last week and I was like, huh? And they were like, do you remember that one? I was like, hey, why? What's the fucking they were like, well, you know, I'm trying to figure out who the hitman was, and I was like, ah shit. Okay. All right. You know, and it all comes down to the same shit you guys talk about, where it's like a weird text message or something where you're just like, why did you do that? Just meet him in person. You know, just meet him in person. Speaking of which, there was a case we did yesterday. We were talking about on Drinking Bros with that Alabama kid. How did you guys watch that game last night?
Caught the end.
Yeah. There's a kid who gave his teammates a gun and he murdered this girl. At University of Alabama, but the kid who gave the guy the gun was like, is this superstar freshman who's going to go top five in the NBA draft this year. And there's been new information that there was text messages, dropped off the gun, all this other stuff, blah, blah, blah. And the university knew about it for weeks and they've let this kid play. Well, now it really got dropped. Like the hammer got dropped of like what the text messages said and everything else. And they were like, we didn't feel like we could charge this kid. So they're still letting him play, which is a shock to me. And who was it? University of South Carolina?
Who's terrible.
Yeah, right.
So I think they were a little distracted.
They're very distracted because the whole stadium starts chanting, lock him up last night.
Well, they must have.
Let's fucking go. That's what I'm talking about.
I know. This is how we make basketball exciting. March Madness is almost here. And look, this is...
That's why college basketball is the best.
Right after he fucking plays, the cops come... You know what I mean?
Wait, this gets better. Last night. So last night, you know, all of this comes out. The coach has to release a statement about this kid. And he's saying, you know, I don't know this kid to be in any trouble. Yes, you know, we heard about the text messages and everything else. But we don't have a problem with him playing. He goes out last night, the whole stadium's chanting "Lock him up." I think it was down in that because it was an away game, right, at University of South Carolina.
Yeah.
And he proceeds to drop 41 fucking points, which for a college game is a lot of goddamn points. And scores the game-winning layup in overtime. Mm-hmm. And then points to all the crowd and says he has ice water in his veins. And then obviously that took another turn last night on Twitter, and it's a fun story.
Oh, I
like
it.
I'm excited now for March Madness. I'm excited that we have a new Aaron Hernandez out there. We got some murders going on.
Look, though, they have the text messages.
Mm-hmm.
So there must not have been anything in
there. Here's the thing. It's all written in slang. So it's like, the heat is in the hats. Can you meet me? Yes,
yeah, but
there's one in the head.
You have
there's
to prove you have 100%. To prove that he knew what he was going to do with the gun.
That's what Dan was saying yesterday on Drinking Bros. And he said, you got to prove what you know. And it's like, hey, it was 2:30 in the morning. And you're bringing somebody a loaded handgun and
but you don't
meet me at the car.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Nothing good's going to come of it.
No. But,
you know,
But
that's what they're saying, and so they're going to.
But the charge for giving somebody a gun,
there is
not knowing what they're going to do with it.
There isn't one, apparently. So they said they couldn't charge this kid.
They can charge him with something.
James, we got some sponsors that put this show on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Who's your favorite president, James?
Oh, without a doubt. Taft.
There
you know
is.
I like them big.
Bobby said that the other day on President's Day.
What?
I think his favorite president was Taft.
Really?
Was that? No, it was Giorgio. It was fucking Giorgio, dude. You son of a bitch. Reason I'm bringing it up is Ghostbed still has their President's Day deal up on the website right now. So we record this show and then it goes out the audio live immediately. Obviously, half our video is on Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. But if you're out there and you're listening in your car or at your workplace and you want the 50% off bundle package at Ghostbed, that is the biggest deal they've ever had. It was for President's Day. The IT department guy just falls asleep at the fucking wheel. He isn't taking it down. So take advantage of it. I even checked it last night and I was just like, holy shit. It's still there. So buy it. You get the adjustable base and you get the mattress. Amazing, amazing deal. Love that goddamn thing. You and I use it every night. We've had it for 3+ years. Super sleek remote control. And our insurance guy, shout out Brent Tidwell. He hit me up. He's got the Split King. This is like, my wife's got to go down before I do.
Yeah, I think we may need to for our next.
Not doing it. No. That line down the middle, I need to know that we're one. And you and I are unified in that bed, you know?
I'm good. I'm good. You don't need to worry about me.
Yeah, okay. All right. I was the only one who got up during the meteor crash last night, so it is what it is. Now, if you're out there and you're saying to yourself, hey, I've got the adjustable base, Ross. I don't need it, damn it. I don't need a bundle package. I just need a new mattress. Great. 30% off the promo code Drinking Bros. And you get 2 free luxury pillows. I found the luxury pillows that were missing from our room, by the way.
Where?
Your grandmother. Our children's grandmother. Sorry. Okay.
Are you talking about my mom?
Your meemaw. Pillows in her room. Yeah, she had the pillows in her room.
She hid the pillows in her room.
I'm not saying she hid them on purpose or just took them. I don't know. All right, there's no judgment. You and I go out of town, and then some pillows appear in her room, and they're not in ours anymore. That's all I'm saying. I don't know how they got there, okay? Don't know how they got there, but they did. And the pillows are just as great as the goddamn mattress, so that's fun. So are the sheets. They got a cover, weighted blanket. They got all the things there. 30% off promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. Plus, when you scroll to the bottom of the page, you're going to see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit. And you can apply all those deals, including the President's deal, the TAF deal. That's what we're calling it, the fat TAF deal, to that. And it's still applicable. You walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set at the TAF deal, probably like $20 a month, wouldn't you say?
I would say.
Shit.
20.
Amazing. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. JBs. We're in every single Total Wines in Tennessee and Florida. And with that, Jabes, there's been some questions of, we don't understand why you're not in the Miami location. Well, you know, we were waiting for a certain deal to maybe work its way out. And I can confirm that Total Wines will now be carrying it in Miami as well. So whoever's raging down there for spring break coming up, whatever you're doing, stop on in. We're also in, I think, close to 300 locations now in Tennessee and Florida. Just go to the store locator on hardafseltzer.com. Type in whatever city you're in, zip code. A lot of people are taking their kids down to Florida for spring break. We're everywhere down there. And Total Wines is super easy, along with all the other stops. Shit, we're at Universal Hotels, dude. Shout out Charles Zeller. We're down there in Universal in Orlando.
Nice.
We are fucking doing it, dude. Now, if you're like the rest of us dummies, including us in Texas, we still have to get it shipped here.
I know.
Which we do. And
I think it's important to say that.
It is.
Because I do feel like I'm get it, still... dude. I'm still getting questions of like, how do I get it?
Yeah, we ship it right to your house. That's it.
Right?
Yeah. And I can tell you this, like the liquor laws are changing and we're getting there. Yesterday in the studio, because you were about to record Crime Corner last night, I wondered to myself, because Whole Foods is now connected to Amazon. And I was like, well, the two of those are connected. Can I just get booze dropped off? And I ordered your fave, mm-hmm. one of your favorites, rosés over here that mm-hmm. you like to crime and wine with.
Mm-hmm. Crime juice.
And I dropped it right off the studio and within an hour. And I was like, holy shit. So maybe, hopefully down the line, when you're just getting a Whole Foods, you can just fucking Amazon that shit right to your goddamn doorstep. The delivery on that fucking thing was only $9.95.
The other thing you can do is come into the studio like these
yes.
fine people and you fine, can just take people. Home as much as you can carry in your little arms.
Yeah, you can have a case to go. Help yourself if you want some in the fridge there to some hardafseltzer.com.
That's another way to get it. That's sure all I'm
is.
Saying.
Sure is.
That's all I'm saying.
But you can get it off the website, order right to your house, or if you're taking the kids somewhere for spring break. It's every all over Tennessee, all over Florida. It's everywhere down there, and you can pop on in and buy it for the same price as whatever that 5% bullshit is. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Go to hardafseltzer.com today. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way that they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting here in Austin. It was great. Everybody in the store was super friendly. They help you out, and they make sure that you're getting the right size and length to head out to the links. The PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play. So you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology and you get incredible ball speed that pushes distance to the absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. I know the word game changer has been thrown around so much that it's lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you, the PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/Ross Patterson and use the code Ross Patterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff
are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. They have not, and the university continues to let them play. So I guess character and all that shit, they don't care about that. They're just like, look, just try to win a natty, which I respect as well, you know?
Yeah. Like, well,
yeah, I'm in.
We know too much about these people's lives.
So here's the thing. Like,
I don't need to
go.
Know.
I think, are we all rooting for Bama now?
And, I've got money on him.
I know you are.
You fucking should do.
No, it's
going to go bad.
Is it?
This is going to be like a second round exit now.
Yeah. It's going to be real bad.
The pressure's, I think so watching the game last night, watching the highlights and all that stuff, I think the pressure's going to be too much for this kid. He's 18, and I think the pressure's going to be too much.
I think more shit's going to come out.
So do I.
Now, on the flip side, if he's worried about his draft stock at all, this kid's got a ball.
Yeah. And he balled out last night and dropped 41. So
let's keep going, buddy.
I know. But it's a bizarre story that's kind of unfolding because this woman is dead and his teammates has been charged with capital murder for shooting her. And this was the kid who gave him the gun. Super bizarre.
Gave him back the gun.
Oh.
It was the other dude's gun the whole time. It wasn't Miller's gun. It wasn't the player's
gun. Are you being serious?
Yeah. And he just like left it in his car or some shit. And by the way, do you want to know why he's getting like the prosecution's like really not going after him, or why he's seemingly like pretty good to go? He had a dash camera on his car and has like video evidence of everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone fucking should.
That's
by the way.
Interesting.
Everyone should have a dash.
So,
camera.
Dude, that guy in the neighborhood posted in the HOA group that said everybody should have a dash cam. And remember, he got shot out on 290 or whatever. And yeah, that's interesting. I didn't hear that. Wow. Okay.
So 100%, he can't be charged with anything.
Yeah.
Unless in his text message it says you're gonna, you know. Don't worry, I'll get it to you so you can...
It's all very short and sweet, like a rap song, where you're trying to decipher the lyrics.
He wants his gun back.
Yeah.
Okay, dude. Like, he's going to fucking ask. He doesn't want to be implicated. He's not asking what he fucking wants it for. It's his gun.
I would be
dude,
like...
Dude, there's nothing there.
He said there's one in the... What do you say? One in the head or something?
Yeah. Honestly, if someone was like, hey, can I keep my gun in your car for X... Like, amount of time, like however much time,
unlimited amount of time,
and you just drive around with it, and then I'll text you when I need it back. My answer would be no,
right?
But I mean, you keep your gun; it's your gun,
yeah.
Right,
so
but
I get my gun back.
I'm sure it was just like he left it in there.
He did. He left it in the back seat, and then he was like, "Hey, bro, I left it in the back seat." I would be like, "Dude, what the fuck, man? Don't leave your guns rattling around in my car."
Right?
Is that?
But
guy,
look, it happens.
It does happen. Sometimes you leave your heat in the hat,
or what have you. Drugs, phone,
sure,
plastic explosives,
whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
And you're gonna ask for it back.
Is that guy still alive doing the college basketball March Madness? Onions. You know what I'm talking about, Bob? That guy?
What?
Billy Packer, is that his name?
Oh.
No. Rafferty.
Oh, is that Rafferty?
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Okay, so if he is, every time he shoots, I would love to say he put the heat in the hat. Like, that would be I think it's a great phrase that you could scream out for March Madness and everybody would
I
be
I wish
into.
Life was like that.
I know.
Right?
It's not.
It's not.
It's not. We're not having fun anymore.
I know.
But I mean, this we got little gaps, and that's kind of what this is all
Why
about.
Why did he kill the girl?
She turned him down in a bar.
So, she wouldn't fuck him.
Yeah, she wouldn't have sex with him in a bar.
Well.
And he was like, dude, I thought you were DTF. You have a 5-year-old.
Yeah, sure, they have a 5-year-old. So obviously, you've
done it before. I know you have.
Yeah.
She did have a 5-year-old though. She really rats in jail.
Jesse, like for real, she did have a 5-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't. It's not that I didn't believe
seemed
that.
Like you didn't care.
Seemed like you didn't care. Yeah, yeah. Seemed like personally didn't care.
Sorry.
You have a 5-year old. Damn it! Come on, man. You're a mother.
I have a 4-year-old.
Yeah, does she?
Well, he's about to be 5. You know.
I mean,
he's about to be 5.
August, but yeah,
it's fall. Yeah, he's about to be 5. So celebrating a little early. Sorry, did you say I value life. Yeah, yeah. I get choked
up. Is August
up. I celebrate
fall?
Life.
I don't think August is fall.
No,
is.
Not technically.
Is it not?
Nah.
Is it still summer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just one season away from his birthday. Some might argue that Texas only has one season. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it 85 today?
Yeah. It's so nice, though.
It's nice. And then I just don't want it to go to 180 degrees. Delka, I wanted to ask you about the upcoming golf tournament here. Is this the one that we got you tickets for last year? Jesse was axing about it, and we might go to it.
I want to get a suite.
How is it?
It's good, and it's actually the last year in Austin for this tournament.
For real?
It is. No shit. Okay, cool.
Why?
Was it fun, and what do you recommend there?
It is fun. However, it is match play, so it's a different format, and the best days to go are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because the weekend you're not going to be able to see anybody because everyone's going to be eliminated at that point. So the most golf is going to be, I think the best day to really go is Friday.
Friday. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. All right.
But not that we care about the golf that much. The suites are pretty sick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't even know who was playing at Waste Management, but I had so much fun watching golf. Mm-hmm. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think my parents might actually come down for that weekend.
Ooh.
Oh, really? All right. Maybe we'll record an extra show on Thursday so we can go on that Friday there and try to see it. If it's the last time it's going to be there. You and I actually had dinner there. We went to a fundraiser for...
Oh, that's super nice.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
Okay.
The Austin Country Club, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to that fundraiser and chatted with our homies and donated some money and some raffle and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Same place. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
God.
We went to the fundraiser, chatted with our homies, and donated some money.
We did. We did donate some money, yeah. 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 That's what charity is.
I don't...
Want to know
the total?
I don't
think we should say... No, but I don't think we should even say what the charity is, okay? No, don't say it,
well,
though.
Well, so here's the deal. There's things that... There's some of these things that we do, and it's like... We promote a lot of other charities on Drinking Bros. Some of them have similar help. And, you know.
Wasn't Holloway supposed to go?
Yes. Yes, he was.
Okay.
Yeah, he was. And
this is an off-air conversation.
No, it's
super
fine.
Nice.
It's fine.
It was super nice. I think he was really sick.
He was really sick.
Yeah.
He was really sick. I think that was like the first time of the, what do you call it, Cedar Fever and all that bullshit kicking in.
Yeah.
Because it took him down first. I didn't get it till a couple years in, and now I feel like shit every day. So, you know, it takes a while.
Right.
He just didn't want to admit it was the problem, remember?
Yeah. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, him and the mic.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Just feeling sick. I don't know.
Yeah. But
allergies? No.
But charity-wise, there's a lot of things we do for charities, and then some are similar to others, and then we'll help our friends out. With those and all that stuff, but that was an awesome place to be. And I thought to myself, I was like, shit, I wonder if they ever have a tournament there. So that's where it is, Delco. It's at the same place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soup's
oh, nice.
Nice.
All right, let's
incredibly
go.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Now that's some old school Southern shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah, Felt Lake for sure.
Yeah. It still exists. There's pockets of it, you know?
But not like the Murdaugh. Phew. That's done. You can't do that shit anymore.
No, I don't think. I just thought you can't murder anymore. I don't know anybody who can do it.
No, you can't. I think we were just watching on the defense too. Like they were talking about his wife's phone. Somehow everything on the phone erased from the murder.
Really?
Back.
Huh. You don't say.
It's weird.
That's weird, isn't it?
Man. Gosh, I couldn't tell you how to really erase everything on my phone. You can always find it.
I just imagine it lives in a cloud or something somewhere, and like you could always.
It does. There's always a way to pull up the deleted, the folder, the thing. Always.
Yeah, I don't trust anything anymore unless I'm talking to somebody in an open field. You know,
still looking for a cold storage wallet key.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Myself. Yeah, I still have a bunch of bat.
Do you really?
That I can't access.
Shut up.
Because
are you one of those
really,
people?
Because it really was erased?
I lost the key, yeah.
Did you lose the password?
There's 12 passwords, so yeah, I lost it.
Oh, shit. Did you use all 12?
Where were you keeping that?
It was a photo that I accidentally deleted.
Oh, boy.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
guys, let's love Dan. Let's
this
love Dan.
This is a joke, though, right?
Look at this photo.
This is real?
It's not a joke.
No, this is real. This is 100% real.
I mean, it's like $2,000, but still.
I remember you talking about it.
Wait, let me check and see what Bat's
about at. A year ago, year and a half ago, and you still never found it. Did you use up all the passwords? Is it done?
That's not how that works.
No, I mean,
so like literally, it can be any. It's 12 different words that could be literally any word, and it's just a code it gives you.
You
so
don't
I took a
set
screenshot.
It. You don't set no. it. They give you
got
the crazy.
It, got it. Got it. Because I remember that guy in Germany who had lost a ton, and he was down to his last try, and they were trying to figure out what to do. There was like $28 million on a drive, and he'd used up. Giorgio, you know what I'm talking about? He used up like almost all of his passwords. You only get a certain number
of attempts to guess your actual password. What Dan is describing is the seed phrase, which is the 12 words that you can then use to get also get.
And it's just get 12 your random words. Like,
oh,
no idea.
Man, like bozo or fucking clown shoes or something like that.
It'd be like red Japanese.
If you were to do it all
tripod.
Over again, where would you keep that information?
Probably on like a piece of paper somewhere in like a safe.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
A piece of paper somewhere in a safe.
In a fire safe. We have a fire safe. It's pretty trustworthy. Goddamn thing weighs a ton.
Because why? You don't want someone to steal it? So it needs to be someplace that only you know, but only you can lose.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I believe the defense rests on that.
Yeah, dang.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, so what's bad
again,
at now?
$2,000, he said, which
two
is
grand.
Like...
For Delco, he's super rich, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's like
fucking Friday night, it's
that's
a steakhouse for him.
That's some eggs.
Yeah.
For the week.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he is bulking right now. He's trying to hit 215.
Are you bulking now? Is it bulking season?
Is well, it?
Yeah. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm 207 right now. I need to get to 215.
Proud of you.
I myself am bulking, not working out, but
got wrapped up in the full swing that we were talking about earlier. They are doing another one for Netflix. So talked about it briefly yesterday on Drinking Bros. But
can I say something?
Mahomes is in it, so that means I think we're going to see the wife.
Mahomes is in what?
They're doing a quarterback one. It's already shot, and it's going to come out this summer
on
Netflix.
Well, that's not full swing then, is it?
Well, sort of, yeah. I mean, it's the next version of it, right? They're going to do all the sports now. We're going to do every sport there is. Mm. Pickleball would be next. The only thing is, I want
to
see Brittany Mahomes. I want
to
see...
You don't need to do a football one, though, dude.
Brittany Mahomes? You wouldn't watch it?
If they just did one thing on him, maybe, but... I don't need any more behind the scenes or in front of the scenes or things of football.
I do.
The point of this thing is
I
to get
it.
People into sports that not everyone's into, right? So football being the next one, I'm fucking done with it.
Or just to eat up the entire market at this point where all of television is revolved around
I thought
life.
They had the football behind the scenes show
they
already.
Have a million.
They do, yeah.
They
hard,
have
hard
five.
Knocks,
yeah,
five
they have
million.
A million.
Shows,
yeah. Yeah, so I mean...
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
The no, Live Tour?
Yeah.
Now they fucking know how to do it. How fucking fun does that shit
no,
look?
It looks like a goddamn
God,
party.
Brand new party. Yeah. The light, I mean.
It's nice. And speaking of which, on mybookie.com, mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposits. Delco and I are actually able to bet on it now. So
I'm just saying, if there was an opportunity... For me to go to one of those.
Yeah, you'd be all in. Be all
in. They know how to fucking
in.
Do it. I'm sorry. What? It looks fun.
I know.
They try to make it a party environment, yeah. They're trying to distract you from, you know.
From what?
Bombing Yemen.
Fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, from fun. That's what life is, you know. That's what life is. Just a big distraction from something. But I'm going to, like, you put a fucking DJ out there on a golf course. Let's go.
It just seems weird. That for that, you care about where the money's coming from.
I don't. You know what I've gotten to? I've gotten to the point
where do you think
myself,
any fucking
know,
money
dude,
comes
that's not
from?
The thing. That's not the thing, right? It's
okay, what
directly
is it?
From the Saudi government. Like, it's not like several different like layers to it where like, mm-hmm. yeah, like there's a lot, like FedEx gets a lot of money from the Saudi government. Mm-hmm. A lot of different companies and corporations in America are Chinese or Saudi backed. Mm-hmm. But when it's like the, like MBS is like directly controlling what's happening, that's...
Why are you so pro Saudi all of a sudden,
the,
man?
Is the PGA not?
No, it's not like the Saudi government's telling them.
No, but is it our government?
It's nobody. It's just its own thing.
Yeah, so here's where I'm starting to live with all this shit, with like literally everything, because every single day it's something new and we want to boycott someone for something or whatever it is. If you really went through every single company that we wear or all of it, right? There's something fucked up here.
No, I mean, I get the argument that it's going to ruin, like, or change PGA, right? Is that
I think it's changed for the better so far.
It's not really affecting it that much at this
point. It really is just you guys are concerned that the money's coming from Saudi?
No, it's more just like, when you sign up, you're selling your soul to their government. Like, they're literally having to go to, like, Saudi schools and, like, oh, look how great this is. They're doing propaganda tours the Saudi government.
Yeah, but for $200 million.
Okay.
So that's, you know, for $200 million, for $200 million, you want to get on that PJ and go talk to a school for, you know, a quick 15.
I get how it's problematic.
Hollywood-wise, there is a potential writer's strike that is coming, and they've already said they're warning people we're gonna do this and everything else. Quick,
it's
heads
not gonna
up.
Have the same effect.
Quick heads up, Hollywood, don't do it. If you're in the WGA,
sorry,
you're fucked. Because we're already moving out of scripted and all that stuff. If you go on strike on top of it, that is the final push that everybody needs to get out of scripted and do the cheapest content possible. Now, for me personally,
what you're into it? Or?
No, just owning a media company. Let's say we have 3,000 episodes in a back catalog, and people run out of content, they're going to need it. It wouldn't be the worst thing for a writer's strike to happen. Now, for everyone else, sure, it would be. You know, but it goes back to I remember when the last one happened that was really bad, and I wanted to bring it up today because I was like, oh shit, that's when things used to be really fun. The only person who ended up doing a show during the writer's strike was Conan O'Brien.
That's right. That was fun.
It was the funnest fucking 1 hour programming every single night. And I don't think I missed it. And it was very rare for me to stay up to 12:30 and watch. Cause typically I was up writing during the time, but I would stop just to watch Conan because it was so off the fucking rails. So if you don't remember this little era, I think it lasted like a year. It was a long time.
Yeah.
And Conan is a great writer, one of the very best. He wrote for The Simpsons, wrote for SNL, was like, fuck it, I'll do the show and then just kind of write stuff and then we'll improv. And
well, he did have writers, though.
No, he didn't have writers. You're not allowed to.
There's no scabs?
No. No scabs, because you're out at that point. Mm. So he said, great, I'm just going to go and do this live show, and whatever happens, happens. Remember one night the electricity was out, too, in the building during the winter? And he had that flashlight on him? And I was like, holy shit. So you'd see some wild shit creatively come out of this, potentially, if it does happen. But that was one of the funnest memories I have from that strike, because that's what killed this going into what's coming up here. Everybody kind of wanted to get out of this writer's strike and they didn't see streaming going. And that's all the Screen Actors Guild, Writers Guild, director. Nobody saw streaming coming like this. So then they didn't negotiate it in. Now they want their money because nobody's getting paid on streaming. Good fucking luck. Because they're all losing money, all the streamers right now. I don't know that they're going to cave for this. What do you mean?
Who's not making money on, like, where's the money going?
So the money's going into making expensive original content. But then,
so it's going to the network, or not network, but the streaming companies who then are spending it to produce really bloated content.
Right. And so you take a Netflix, perfect example. Their stock was in the toilet all year. I think they're down 70% this year. They wanted to own their own content, but they had to pay for it. Well, over the years, they built a debt of $6 billion with a B. And now the other networks are in it as well. The latest one for HBO Max and Warner Brothers Discovery, HBO Max, I guess that's what it's going to be called now. They're $1.5 billion in the who's scale.
So basically, they've just been like upping the ante on like how much money they can spend on production to try to acquire people's eyeballs. And now they've like spent themselves or built themselves up into this crazy pyramid and there's nothing to do but set it all on fire.
Couldn't set it better myself. Yes, that's exactly what they did. And so now they're trying to figure it out. So they're relicensing things that are on their own networks to other places. And it's odd, man. Like The Office. Remember when The Office went from over to Peacock?
Yeah.
And then it went back because they had to sell it because Peacock wasn't making any money and all that other stuff. And that's kind of where all of this is living. Now, in the meantime, as the rights transfer, typically, you would get a lot in residuals. And now nobody's getting money in residuals in this, including myself, like from Screen Actors Guild. Like they've just dwindled and dwindled because it goes to whatever fucking streaming service. And they're not going to be honest with the numbers, you know, how many streams or downloads or all that other shit. So, but if it does happen, there could be some wild content coming out of it. But they were saying this morning that the biggest winners would be YouTube because people would just make wild ass shit on YouTube. And kind of true.
Yeah. I mean, they've been self-funding that, like the Dylan Dobricks of the world and the Mr. Beasts of the world. It's like, honestly, someone should be reining these people in, but they're making ridiculous content.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, in one regard, like Mr. Beast, for example, I used to be like, dude, I don't get it. And then as I watch more and more of it with my kids, he's great. Like his whole model and all the things he's doing are great. And I'll watch all of them when they're on. Same with Dude Perfect and all those guys. Even the live show they put on. I mean, that was,
I know.
Fuck, dude. They were all over the arena and all that other shit. Like they know how to do it. And I don't feel like... the other part of two is like for kids, it's great for kids and you don't have to worry about it. You can just put it on in the background and you know they're not going to swear because I don't let them watch this fucking show or any of the other shows on the network.
No.
But yeah, there's going to be some point that comedy, like a Logan Paul, you can't, you know, videotape somebody hanging themselves in a tree to death in the Japanese woods. But remember that?
Yeah.
People kind of just forgot, and now he's got this energy drink that's going to make $1 billion, and you're just like, holy shit.
Logan Paul's the comeback king, man. You try really to cancel is. Him. He so just failed true. Crypto yeah. scams. He's
he
got,
really oh, is.
He's just rising back up.
I know. So I know. True. It's wild. And I've tripped out about it over the years, just seeing it from the early movement up to now. And I'll never forget walking into that arena, that stadium when he fought Floyd Mayweather and seeing him on a Showtime bill with Floyd Mayweather, I was like, it doesn't even matter what happens. I mean, that's the craziest shit I've ever seen. And now his prime energy drink is the official drink of the UFC. And I can tell you, you know, trying to do this Marlins deal right now, it's hard for one team, let alone an entire organization like that of UFC. Like that's a fuck ton of money, bro. And they have it and they're doing it. And it's cool to watch. And in the meantime, I mean, I hate to say the male Kardashians with the Paul brothers, because this will bleed into the next story. But it seems like they have this weird plan where they just kind of go back and forth and keep themselves in the spotlight nonstop like the Kardashians. And I don't know who's behind it, if it's the parents or whatever, but they're brilliant. Jake is fighting a professional boxer this weekend. And Fury's brother, the heavyweight champion's little brother. So he's fighting an actual boxer half this brother. Weekend. Is he a halfer?
He's a half brother.
Halfer.
I mean, it's gypsy, so, you know, maybe three
yeah,
quarters.
You never know. You never know with that. But even that's wild to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where you're just like, what are we doing? So now Logan's going to be at that. You're going to have attention for that, social media for that. If there's a wild knockout, then that's going to spiral into a million videos and everything else. And you're like, man, do we need writers anymore?
I mean, yeah. No, I guess.
I still want to see cool
what
shit.
A world.
Yeah,
we don't.
I know. But that's kind of where it's all headed there. And if the writers don't, by the way, on the writer's side, if you don't strike and fight for this, then you'll be fucked forever because that's what we're at. We're in streaming right now. So there's nothing you can do. You got to get those residuals.
Right.
Or whatever you're going to fight for there. The only problem is over the years, Hollywood has kind of shot itself in the foot with all this shit with inclusivity and the diversity and all the bullshit that are mandatory in some of these rooms and all that other stuff where mm-hmm. it's just like, man, you kind of got what you asked for. So good luck with it. I don't have to deal with it anymore. So I don't really give a shit.
Right.
You know, and I like it. But we'll see how this unfolds. Because the other shows that they're pumping out for most of these networks, like Night Court, again, just got renewed for a second season and everything else. And I was like, if Night Court goes away, I don't really mind that much, you know?
No.
No. And then they're trying to develop other shit. Like, what was the parent thing we were watching last night? The Parent Test?
The Parent Test.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a wild one. Because that hooks you in. If you're a parent and they put it on just after the thing, and then you're like, I'll give this 5 minutes. And then you get locked into it.
There's no more brutal of a group than like other parents judging other parents, right? Judging each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's just constant. It's the worst of the worst on the internet. It's the worst of the worst on Instagram. Nobody will hate you more or judge you harder than another parent just trying to do their fucking best.
Yeah.
Bob?
Bobby!
I was going to say, that's true, but I think parent is doing, spreading it out too evenly. This is a mother-driven genre.
Mom, yeah.
This is a mother-driven genre.
Yes. Like, dads aren't fucking being like...
They're not. Dads aren't off the hook. Dads aren't innocent.
Yeah, but you...
Hey, they aren't innocent, but you guys aren't, like, commenting if you see a dad, like, throwing his kid up in the air. What is the first thing that you comment? Unsafe, bro. Like, right. Do you know what I mean? Like, you guys aren't doing that.
Or, it's like, I don't fucking notice, like, what you're feeding your kids.
Right. But, like, any picture, if you post anything about doing anything with your kids, you will 100% at least get one comment about if what you're doing is safe or studies have shown or that's not gonna, someone will tell you something.
Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
I don't think dads do that.
No, but the interesting...
You are maybe silently judging or you're talking shit, but I don't think that you're...
Here's a plot twist, Bob, on this fucking thing. Because we don't know the ending of it, and I'll pop back in for it. But I watched a couple with Jesse. The parent who's the best out of all of the groups is a single gay dad. And, right? It's the black guy.
Black guy.
Yeah, and
didn't come out that he was gay till later. Because he was just like not
but
really...
either way, he was the best... He's the best parent out of all of them, and if he doesn't win the show, like, do you win
or
something?
The other single mom? I mean, I think it's just bragging rights, or
and they get him, give him some money, some college money or something like that.
Okay,
whatever it's
maybe, yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But that was the plot twist where I was like, I looked at all these parents and I was like, that guy, this guy, that's the best parent there is. And you and I agreed on it, and it was the last one you would have probably picked, where you're just like, oh shit. Because a lot of it is couples, traditional, and, you know, all this other shit. And even if you just talk down to your kid a little bit, or you push them to win or push them to do better, these other fucking parents silently judge you. Well, in this show, they out loud judge you. And they're like, I think the kid was being pushed too hard. And he was like, no, sure wasn't. He had the best manners, all the things. And you were just like, it's okay to tell your kid no and be a good parent.
Right.
So
Bob, the different styles are... Child-led. Have you heard this?
Free range. I'm vaguely familiar.
We've heard of free range.
Yeah.
Natural parenting.
What is that?
Negotiating parenting style.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
Traditional, discipline, routine. So these are all the like different styles. Now, child-led or gentle parenting, nothing will make me want to fucking lose my mind more.
Oh, Bob, get ready, because somebody's going to say that to you, and you're going to have to sit there and have the conversation at a birthday party where they said, oh, we're gentle parenting, and you're like, oh, okay, that tells me everything I need to know about you and your and your family.
If you put any label on it, like, oh, what do you
exactly,
do? I parent my
even
child.
Even labeling, you're absolutely right. Like, labeling in any way is just like, fuck off.
Yeah. Like, get a hobby.
You're trying to tell me you do that every single time, even when they piss you off, even when you're at the end of your rope, even, you know what I mean? Like, don't fucking lie.
Yeah.
Helicopter is one.
Dan wants to chime in.
Sorry, Dan. Oh, Dan, on the parenting. What's up, Dan?
It's just kind of crazy that Rob's like, oh, I parent. Oh, do you?
He does.
He does.
He might one
day. He does 50%, don't you?
I do.
Aren't you guys 50-50 style?
Oh, yeah, I do a lot. I got here at 11 today. What do you think I was fucking doing from 7 a.m. to 11?
I saw you at the coffee shop at 8 a.m.
Whoa.
Oh!
Whoa.
Bobby.
Good thing we're on Patreon.
Bobby, would you care for a cross-examination here? Because it seems like you weren't in the place you said you were at earlier on in the program.
I don't remember.
He doesn't remember. He doesn't remember.
Bobby, why was there coffee stains
so
all
tired.
Over your shirt and your pants when you walked in today? Where was that coffee from, Bobby?
I don't remember.
Bobby? Oh, gosh.
Bobo, where were you this morning, Bobo? That's hilarious. Where did you see? What coffee shop was it?
I was just at a coffee shop. Came all the way out to Drip to fucking spy on me at Mazama.
Well, no. Yeah. What's the...
Oh, he just said it. Wow, he just said where he was at.
Look at that.
Blammo.
I fucking wish that's where I'd been at 8 in the morning.
Yeah,
I tell Rob sometimes. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Just to be like, where you at, bud? He's like, oh, I'm home with the kid. He goes, are you?
Are you?
Yeah, I got dash cam.
Yeah.
Sup?
Oh, are you sleeping in the parking lot of a
Home
Depot?
Time and Dough.
Yeah. Of Time and Dough.
Yeah. I do love a Time and Dough.
Do we have a nature nook here for your birthday?
We do.
No way.
We do.
Let's go, fam. Gross. Sorry. I never know when it cuts. But
yeah,
I love it.
No, it's on you the whole time.
Nature Nook.
Nature Nook. Now, this one, I think it's gotten to a point where these all have to be Nature Nooks. And I think there is a video, Bob, of
them getting them.
Oh, you have the 911 call?
Are we on Patreon today? Yes.
This is from this 10-foot alligator kills an 85-year-old Florida woman who was on a walk with her dog. Now listen.
Yeah.
I think there's enough signs, right, Bob? There's enough stories.
You can't
there's
just
enough,
walk next to the
you
water
cannot.
With your fucking dog.
You cannot with your little dog.
Yeah.
With any dog.
Where are you walking? Do you know what I mean? Right. Like
This is her.
This is her first?
This is her before the attack.
Okay, so this is her. How old is she? 85 years old. Why is
85.
She that close
Gloria,
to the water? I don't understand
Gloria,
this.
I don't know.
Okay. You want the 911 call?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Go ahead.
Video of an alligator moving in for the kill. He's about
look
to attack
him.
An unsuspecting 85-year-old.
How do you not see that?
How are you not?
Look at that.
How are you not suspecting?
The dog sees it. The dog sees
the
it.
Dog's
in Fort Pierce, Florida, was caught on a wildlife camera.
Oh
my God! The alligator's got him.
The victim's frantic neighbor can be heard on this just released 911 call.
An alligator has a woman. How big is it? It's a huge gator.
How big is it?
The call was made by 76-year-old Carol Thomas,
Carol,
who was watching from her lakefront home as Gloria Surge was attacked while walking her beloved dog, Trooper.
She was walking her little dog, and the gator grabbed the dog and took her. Fell down.
Is she alive?
Yes, she's alive. He pulled her in the lake.
She fetched this pole to try to pull the stricken woman to shore.
It's too late! Oh my God!
Did you pull her under?
Yes! Oh no! I was trying to stick a pole out for her, and I was calling you at the same time, and she's gone.
Okay.
She's gone.
It's horrible for her family. It's horrible. Just horrible. And her friends. I mean, I talked to a couple of her friends yesterday.
All right, cut it. So,
do you wish
Wow, dude. Why?
Dude,
why are you walking down there?
Yeah. And you know how everyone makes that same joke when an old person dies? Like, how'd they go?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, gator attack.
Gator,
yeah. Dude.
Gator attack.
In
that's
Florida.
A boss way to go out, though, at 85.
So,
how did G-Ma go out in this life? Gator attack?
So,
can you imagine watching someone get dragged under, like an old woman, just like hand out?
God, Fuck.
Fuck that.
Some Ruben Schneider said her wig is floating. Damn it, dude. What if it was?
Maybe so. Mm. But, you know, I bet, honestly, I bet there was a moment where she could have let go of the leash. Don't you think?
And let the dog go?
Because there's a couple stories of people trying to save their little dogs and getting, do you know what I mean?
Oh, dog got out of there. You saw that. Dog kind of had an extra pep in its step when the gator came. And then got G-Ma.
They can sense it.
Just got G-Ma,
they
huh?
They can sense it.
Yeah.
Man, G-Ma couldn't, but the dog could sense it. That one hurts. That one hurts from the inside. I just don't understand. I mean,
yes,
you're on a
downslope,
too. You're on a downslope, and it's like, why are you walking on a downslope to the fucking pond with gators? I just don't.
Why are you next to it with the dog?
None of it makes sense.
Your dog's not going to drink the water. Like, your dog's not fucking, it's not a deer.
And is this homeboy inside.
Was it, though? Was it drinking the, I mean,
no,
what was
no
it doing?
Reason. No, there's no reason. Just sniffing. Hey, and pop up this pic. Are they trying to cut the gator open to get G-Ma out of the gator?
So a lot of times what happens is the gator will pull them under and kill them and maybe take off like a little chunk, but the rest of the body's still there.
They're not like a python where they swallow the whole thing.
Now this looks like a George Floyd sitch where they got the gator's arms tied behind its thing and then they're kind of leaning on it. What's going on in this photo, I guess, then?
Captured the gator.
I think they just captured it. It looks like
they put
like
handcuffs on it?
No, they tied it up. There's a pic. There's a video, actually, Bob, of them putting it in the back of a truck after they captured.
Oh, Meemaw.
And, like, look. Mm. Yes.
Damn shame.
Sad. Yes, sad. Every time, sad.
Yeah.
But I see.
Oh, look
so
at
they've
that.
Got it.
Yeah, they've got the fucking
He's
gator
totally tied.
Handcuffed. Look at the gator's handcuffed.
He's tied up.
Arms and legs handcuffed.
He's tied up.
Those are handcuffs.
Tied up.
Handcuffs. Look
purple
at
rope.
Oh,
what do you do with it?
I think at that point,
soup. Euthanizer, right?
Yeah. You make some soup. Boots. Some cowboy
fried
boots.
Up.
Maybe
fried
so.
Up.
Is it
fried up
to eat
gator?
The gator that ate a human?
Or do you have a funeral for your G-Ma, and then that's kind of the food at the reception, and everybody gets a little piece? Did I take it too far today?
Circle of life.
Yeah.
Like, again, it's horrible.
I know it is.
It's horrible.
I know it is.
No. But this is nature nut.
Yeah.
And it's not like... Mm-mm. It's not like this isn't a well-known, well-documented thing that can happen in this area specifically.
Yeah. Rob's trying to find the full video right now.
Mm.
Where it actually shows it.
I think it's on Reddit somewhere.
Only Inside Edition has it, I think.
But they stop it.
They stop it.
Inside Edition cannot be the only people that have
it.
We're gonna give you. We're gonna give you a second, but this is the essence of Nature Nook.
It is.
Of like, she probably heard about other people around there getting eaten, but it's not gonna be her, right?
Yeah.
I can go right by the water, let my little dog walk by, just like the other Meemaws that got killed doing the same thing.
Sure.
But it's not gonna happen to me. And that's when nature will fucking remind you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure will. Damn it, man. Rest
that's
in peace.
That's nature nook. That's nature nook.
You are going to be missed, Meemaw.
Thinking, oh, I heard this can happen. I heard this can happen, but it won't happen this time.
Fuck.
No way.
She didn't even see the rippling of the water. I mean, she saw, like, it was...
No, that's the thing. She wasn't even fucking...
No.
If you're going to go that close, all right, cool. The dog wants to go that close. Be looking out to the water. Keep your head on a swivel. Yeah.
She was probably...
She wasn't even looking out there.
She was probably... That's probably lunch break. She was probably watching the trial, the Murdaugh trial, and then was just like, I'm going to pop out and walk Pickles, and then I'm going to head in and watch the rest of this thing.
But she's not going to get to see it. Grabbed the dog first. So okay. Just saying, right. She was fighting it off after it got the dog.
Do we know that the dog's alive?
Yeah, the dog survived. So she basically fended off.
Really? Dog lived? Shit.
Yeah, because I think, like...
Yeah, she let go. Maybe. You gotta let go. Just like frozen.
And that little dog's not gonna defend her.
No. Not a prayer. No. Oh, is that her? Is that the body?
No, that's a different woman. In and
Who's
out.
That?
one of the millions. Like it right. happens literally
Damn
all
it.
The time.
We probably can't show that, right?
I mean,
I wouldn't.
One of the no,
dozens.
No, no,
one
no.
of the dozens.
What?
One of the dozens.
Dozens?
Yeah, no, it doesn't happen that often.
Happens enough.
Happens enough to know that you shouldn't fucking do it.
Dozens what? A
dozens
month?
That get
a year?
A year, yeah. Yeah.
I bet it's more than that.
Maybe. Maybe.
In Florida alone, I bet
oh,
it's more
yeah.
than that.
Yeah.
But Dan, hold on. You always say, this is what Dan always says. He's like, gators aren't that big a deal. They won't fuck with you.
We used to paddleboard in lakes full of gators that would just kind of like swim past you.
Yeah. Ooh. And you said that it was only dangerous usually in the morning and in the at dusk.
Mm-hmm.
But what if, is this is like midday.
Mm-hmm.
Fuckers, 10-foot fucker is just
gotta
like,
keep
let's
them
go.
Fed. You know?
What if Delco ends up being in Nature Nook because of this exact thing, and he gets like he's in a kayak or paddle boarding or whatever you want to call it, and Gator knocks him over and takes him down? We'll have to do a Nature Nook because there is
seen
no
some
sympathy
gators
kind of
around here too. They've ventured so far west.
There are gators, yeah.
Are
there's,
they really?
There's a couple gators
in
here
Texas?
In Austin.
In Houston, there are straight up gators. Like East Texas, yes, that is gator country. That during Hurricane Harvey,
yep.
They were fucking fishing gators out of my in-laws' like neighborhood.
Yeah, I went into a gas station down there, and the cashier was actually a gator, and gave me change. I bought some lotto tickets, so yeah, I can vouch for that. It's a real story.
All right, so Gloria, a little bit, we're gonna be on your side. So
her name is Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
God, can we end the show with that song?
There's average...
I know Bob knows it. You know Bob knows it.
Oh, Gloria.
Oh, the blues. The blues play Gloria. Gloria.
There we go. I think I've got your number, Gloria. I'm screaming Gloria, and then the gator's just ripping her down.
So
in
from
her water.
1948 to 2021, the average is about six a year.
Six a year.
Oh man, here's how the
of those only 26 have been fatal.
Oh, and we just showed one. Look at us. Yeah. Happy birthday.
So look, but again, I go Gloria. Okay, you rolled the dice.
Mm-hmm.
You rolled the dice. You're absolutely, you're right. Yeah. You're like right. Playing. No, exactly. Unnecessarily. Why? Why even do it?
She rolled the dice and it came up gator eyes. There's nothing you can do.
Nothing you can do.
Nothing you
can
do.
Oh, the poor neighbor. My God.
I know.
In the 911 call, the
she's
last
gotta live with that.
The last line is, apparently she resurfaced and she goes, I see her again. She's floating. I think she's gone.
Yeah.
So the body
and, you
just
know,
bloop,
and, yeah, and at that age where they're living,
yeah,
you know, she's freaking out a little bit, but then when it's done,
got to live with
it. It's too late.
She's probably thinking,
it's
I'm
too
next.
Late.
I'm next. You know,
it's too late. Well,
you live and you learn.
We go to another funeral.
Sure do. Sure do.
This one is Gator.
Yeah,
so certainly not know? Open casket.
No, my gosh,
boy.
Bob.
Boy, Bob. Dark way to end it on Jesse's birthday. Dark way to end it on Jesse's birthday.
Perfect way to end it.
There it is. I'm screaming Gloria.
Big ups. Gloria. Big ups to Gloria.
Just big ups in general.
Oh boy. There it is. You gotta get him somehow. Oh, don't go by the pond now. You know? It's your little dog now.
And she's gone now.
We're all going to hell. Thanks for joining us today. Happy birthday, Jables.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, keep it all together around here. We love you. For Ross Patterson and Jesse Weissman, this is the Ross Patterson Revolution. Buenos tardes.
Good afternoon.